Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, if you've been redeemed from something, doesn't that mean you don't have to have it? You don't have to experience it. You don't have to have it. But now the enemy is an outlaw. He doesn't care about rules. He doesn't care about people at all. He's a killer. The Bible said, Jesus said, the thief doesn't come unless he's coming to steal or to kill or to destroy. Every evil that you've ever seen or heard about among mankind, murdering, cruelty, stealing, lying, deceiving, destruction, that is all a manifestation of the devil's character. That's who he is. God delights in showing mercy. The Bible says, He is love. The devil enjoys hurting people. He enjoys killing. He would wipe off the whole planet if he could, starting with us. He's a killer. He's a thief. And those that are with him, same kind of thing. Every day of their existence, they're trying to destroy something. They get a kick. They enjoy war. They enjoy when riots go crazy and people die in the streets and buildings are burned. That means the will of the enemy is being done. People are yielding to him. And the worse it gets, the better he likes it. He thinks this planet is his. And he wants to control everything. He hates us, because we are the apple of God's eye. We are what He can never be. And no matter how bad He hates it, the book has already been written and finished in the back. Yeah. Come on, y'all with me or not? Yeah. And when the Lord say, this is the way it's going to end, that's how it's going to end, no matter what He tries to do. But in the meantime, you and I got to live down here where He is called the God of this world, continually seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. And His strength had been because of everybody sinning. The wages of sin is death. And He had a right. He used to have the power of death before Jesus came. But Hebrews 2 tells us that Jesus overcame Him. Hallelujah. Oh, he destroyed, actually, him who had the power of death. The devil ain't what he used to be. But he is still an outlaw. He is still, even though you've been redeemed, he will manifest all of the death he can in your life if you let him, if you allow him. Look in James, 4th chapter. I should have had you stop on the way in Ephesians. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, then we'll go straight to James, the 4th chapter. Ephesians 4, verse 27. What does it say? Neither give place to the devil. Who's the understood subject here? You. You are not to give place to the devil. Now, there's so much revelation here. First of all, the devil can't just take place apart from you. That's good news. Amen. Because he can't just come in and destroy you because he wants to. He can't just kill you, steal from you, destroy your life because he wants to. If he could, you'd be gone a long time ago. Yeah. But it also reveals you and I have a responsibility not to let him have place. Can you see that?
Yes.
Most church-going people don't acknowledge this. They try to say everything is up to God and God is controlling everything. And the enemy loves this doctrine because no matter what the devil does, these people blame God for it. So the enemy can operate unrestricted. Read it out loud. Am I reading New Testament? Is this the Bible? What does it say? Neither give place to the devil. Is he talking to believers?
Yes.
Is he talking to you?
Yes.
Is he saying, you don't give place to the devil?
Amen.
Well, that means I don't have to.
Amen.
That means he can't just take it. Some of the things that people try to say, you know, they're all twisted and distorted and even evil. And they say, well, I'm sorry, you know, God made some of us nice. God made some of us not so nice. I guess God made me this way. No, he did not. No, he didn't. He didn't make you wrong. He didn't make you evil. He didn't make you cruel. No, he didn't. People have given place to the enemy ignorantly, knowingly. It can start very young. Also, one of the biggest things we need to teach our children is the next verse, James. James 4. James 4, verse 7. What does it say? Again, understood subject. You. So you are not to give place to the devil, and you are to submit yourself to God, and you are to resist the devil and he will flee from God.
No.
It's not God's job to resist the devil or to make the devil quit or to make the devil stop. Millions are praying, begging God to make the devil stop. And this is wasted prayer. This is ignoring what he told us to do. He told us, y'all are quiet again. He told us to do something. What did he tell us to do? Number one, submit yourself to God. That is the safe place.
Yes.
Under the shadow. Come on, can you see this? Under the shadow of the Almighty. Under the cover of His wings. So what does that mean? Submit to His Lordship. Submit to His Holy Spirit. Submit to His Holy Word. Submit to His direction on a daily basis. But when you do that, it puts you, when you give God His rightful place over you, it allows you to take your rightful place over the enemy.
Amen.
Oh, come on, can you see this? Can you see this? Now, if you're yielding to the enemy and ignoring God, if you're rebellious and refuse to submit to God, yielding to the enemy knows he doesn't have to submit to you because you're submitting to him. He knows. You can yell and shout, but he knows he doesn't have to listen to you. But if you're submitting to God, and you don't have to know everything, and even if you've made mistakes, you just repent and jump right back in,
Amen.
Right? Submit yourself to God. But if you do that, then when you resist the devil, he will flee from you. Christians are not told to pray and ask God to make the devil stop. Christians are not told to plead and ask God to do something about the devil. And yet that's what millions are doing. Jesus said when he rose from the dead and appeared to the disciples, he said, all authority in heaven and earth is given to me. People say, well, see, it's all up to him. Immediately he said, so you go. So you go. And do this. And in Mark, you remember he talks about go into all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized will be saved. He that believes not will be condemned. And these signs will follow believers.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
They'll lay hands on the sick.
Yes.
And they shall recover.
Amen.
They'll cast out demons. Do you remember that?
Amen.
These things we do by the authority he's given us. Jesus left the earth. He sent His Spirit, but He manifests His authority in the earth through His body, through us. We must not be passive or spiritually lazy. We must do our spiritual responsibility in standing up, shutting down the enemy, refusing to allow him access and place in our life and activities, and actively resisting him. Oh, somebody say resist, resist, resist. So many folks got it backwards. They're yielding to the devil and resisting God. Wrong. Let's get this fixed. Come on, y'all with me?
Yes.
One of the reasons people are yielding to the enemy, they don't even think he exists. Are they trying to say that all the stuff he's doing is God doing it? If you think it's God doing it, you're not going to resist it. You know, you shouldn't resist God. But it's not God doing the stealing, killing, destroying. You reckon we should know what the enemy's doing? So we'll know what to resist.
Yes.
Should we just assume everything that happens is God and yield to it and go, well, whatever, it must be supposed to be? No. What about the enemy? What about what he's doing? We're not supposed to say, maybe it is to be. We're supposed to actively resist
Amen.
It. We're to stand against it.
Right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go back to Matthew. Matthew 16. So if you say, well, I've heard this before, it won't hurt you to hear it again. And will you just, you know, humorous for the sake of folks that never heard it before. 16th chapter, verse 19, 16:19. Jesus said, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Does this sound like something important?
Yes.
This is important. The keys of the kingdom. This is both denotes authority and it also denotes how things work. Knowing a key to something is knowing how it works. Having a key to something is having the right to do it, to enter, to lock, to unlock, to enter, to go in and out. I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What's the keys of the kingdom, Lord? Whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do you believe this?
Yes, sir.
Who's going to bind it?
Me.
Who? Whatever you. Whatever you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.